On Capitol Hill today, a group of House Democrats is making another attempt to restore the Voting Rights Act. Some of that landmark law's key protections against racial discrimination in elections have been dismantled by the U.S. Supreme Court over the past decade. But a new voting rights bill faces tough odds of becoming law. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong explains.
Congress is divided, but Democratic Representative Terry Sewell of Alabama says she's not giving up. Just like the namesake of the bill she's reintroducing, John Lewis. Months before he died in 2020, the civil rights icon returned to the bridge in Selma, where police bludgeoned him and other peaceful protesters on Bloody Sunday, 1965, galvanizing the push to pass the Voting Rights Act.
Well, John Lewis, stricken with cancer, came out on that bridge, and he said to us,
"We must keep the faith, keep our eyes on the prize."
That prize is equal access to the ballot box, which Sewell says has become harder to reach in many states over the past 10 years.
What we see is more restrictive laws since 2013.
I have the opinion of the court this morning in case 1296, Shelby County versus Holder.
That's when Chief Justice John Roberts led the conservative majority of the U.S. Supreme Court in striking down what's known as the pre-clearance formula. It was used to determine which states and counties with a history of racial discrimination had to get approval from the Justice Department or a federal court before changing any election rules.
Any racial discrimination in voting is too much. But our country has changed in the past 50 years.
And the pre-clearance formula under the Voting Rights Act, the court ruled, was out of date. That's why a key part of Representative Sewell's bill proposes a new formula based on the number of voting rights violations by state or county in the past 25 years.
It's not enough to be able to sue after the fact. We need a prophylactic measure by which we stop laws from coming into effect in jurisdictions where they've had a history of voter discrimination.
Do you have any Republican co-sponsors for this bill?
I do not.
And in a Republican-controlled House, that means the chances of Sewell's voting rights bill becoming law this Congress are slim to none.
Voting rights has really become quite polarizing.
Sarah Binder is a political science professor at George Washington University.
Republicans really see reform of the Voting Rights Act as giving a boost or an opportunity to Democrats to improve turnout on their side.
Still, even if Democrats were able to get this voting rights bill signed into law, Addison Francois, a professor at Georgetown Law, says it will likely have to face another political reality, the Supreme Court's conservative supermajority.
It is a good policy to propose if you believe that the Supreme Court is going to look at this legislation in good faith. I am not, however, convinced that even this new preclearance provision would be upheld by the Supreme Court.
As for Representative Terry Sewell,
are you worried about the court?
Of course, one worries about whether or not the court would actually decide in one's favor. But I have to tell you, I think all people were shocked and surprised that this Supreme Court did the right thing in the Milligan case.
For that Alabama congressional redistricting case, the Supreme Court decided in June to uphold its past rulings on what's known as Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. But this month, Alabama asked the court to revisit the case. Sewell says she hopes the court won't. And she'll continue to fight for the full protections of the Voting Rights Act. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News, Washington.